La la la. Test. Shout outs. Welcome to season 17. What the fuck? Let me take this one slow. I'm going to do a lot of long style Drew Michael-esque pauses today to make it more dramatic. You surprised? I need a drink too. Want to have a drink with me? It might be your last. JK. Surprises rule, right? You get surprised. You don't know what the fuck's gonna happen, right? One day you tune in, there's this guy. He's joking in front of some old played out graphic designs, right? This is audio only today, by the way. And if the stream cuts out, check me on the replay. Shout outs to Mac Miller. Mac Miller just died. That's for real. Mac Miller just died. Before we put this on, this was supposed to be a standalone episode about me. Mac Miller passed away of a drug overdose just now. But minimize that bookmark. Until this is over. We've got some bad... I'm just kidding. There's no video today. Somebody in the chat. This is a live show right now. Some people might go, maybe this is pre-recorded. This is perfectly live. We're kicking it back to the old days. How it was meant to be heard. Remember that before everything became a TV show? B-Foil in the chat says, prove it, show us your dick, Mike. It's pretty live, right? That's pretty good proof. So are you surprised? Shit. So this is what I did, man. I was like... Remember when I was saying... that anybody, if you wanted to, remember when I was saying anybody, if they wanted to, you can stop what you're doing and start doing whatever the fuck you want, right? You don't like the way your life is going. You could just stop and do something completely different, right? Shit. I like the way my life is going, actually. It's pretty chill. But I was thinking back to what got me so excited when I first started doing this show in 2003. That was it, right? Back in 2003, before this podcasting thing, there was this guy named me. He created a show. It's just going to get weird today, man. Remember, all these pauses are just for dramatic purposes. They're not really real. It's the same old me. I didn't do anything weird. But I want to go really slow. You know? And just chill for a second. Ashley Butterfield in the chat. Shout out to Ashley. Says, haha, this is trippy. Fuck yeah, man. This is weird, isn't it? This is some weird shit. This is episode 00, by the way. See that on the bottom right? Season 17 is going to be lit. And I like surprises. This is surprises rule. It's why we like everything.
Exactly.
It's the surprises. But they have to be good surprises. They can't just be, oh, I'm surprised and it's bad. It's got to be a really good surprise, you know? So, I was thinking, I was going 15 years of doing the show. And it's fun, right? It's a lot of fun.
But
what's missing? What's missing is I'm not surprised anymore. Okay? And then I was thinking, like, it's pretty easy to surprise people. What do we like? All our favorite bands, right? They surprise us with a song. Remember Weezer? Remember Weezer's first two albums? Those were surprising. That ruled. That was good. And then Weezer stopped surprising us. Or Green Day. Remember those bands growing up? Some pretty creative songs on those first two albums. And then it was like these lame-ass fucking songs, right? And everyone's like, oh, Weezer fell off, man. Weezer sucks now. Green Day sucks, man. Eminem blows. He's gay now. And I go, well, what are they doing differently? Well, they stopped surprising us.
You know.
Wait till you see my face. I got a haircut, too. You're going to see me all, actually, on Monday. That's the first time you're going to see me again. And then I think you're going to see me on Tuesday. And then you motherfuckers might see me on Wednesday. And maybe even Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because I was thinking, I was going, you know what these heads need, dog? These heads need a little bit more of me. Now, I'm not saying there's a schedule for this show. I really hate schedules. I hate the rules. I hate having to show up somewhere. I hate schedules. But I figured something out, so... You know, it's hard to predict. It's hard to go, well, what is the best thing that you could do? That's hard. But it's not hard to figure out what you know you don't want to do. Some of the fools, too, Some of the fools just got released, dog. Some of the fools just found freedom today. Some of the fools could stand up straight and open the door to a new life. You're not going to get much from me today, except for this eerie shit. And come Monday is the start of a new experiment. Okay. Now, we've got a blank page right there. We don't know what shit's going to be. There's no new set yet, but we're tearing it all down. I don't know what the new set should be. I don't know what the new look should be, but I know that you're not going to get there with the old stuff up. And that's why we're making it all white. That's why we're tearing it all down. Karen from Philly is going to love this. Porcelain is going to love this. Now, honestly, there's no plan, but there's something. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to tell you if anything's changed. Shit, maybe Monday comes, it's exactly the same. We're just going to show you. Yes, Essie, this is hereditary, actually. This is Payman shit. Do you know Payman? So you're not going to get a show today. You're going to be kicking and screaming and hollering. Oh, he's trying to get out of a show today. Oof. You've never been more wrong. You're about to love me. This is episode 00. Season 17 starts Monday. You're going to be surprised all the time. You're going to be lit. You mind if I have another one of these? Can we just chill for a second? Mac Miller passed away today. Rest in pieces. I still think RIP is a slam. This sounds like a scheme, someone said. You wish. We can't tell if you're taking a full sip. That's a fake Los Angeles school guy in the chat, by the way, saying those dastardly things. But he'll be here on Monday. He'll be here on Tuesday. He'll be overcome with thrills. I'm watching you, Mike, is a username in the chat right now. Sent a shiver down my spine when I read that earlier today. I'm watching you, Mike. Could you imagine? You know, a lot of us feel, a lot of us are scared of you. I'm watching you, Mike, in the chat. That's the guy's username. You know what he says? He goes, I give it under a month. Mike isn't. I give it under a month. Mike is going to stick to this plan. Oh, okay. Thank you for your support. There is no plan, by the way. There is zero plan. But there is a shift underway. You know what I was thinking? I was going, okay, we were planning all this stuff. Here's what's going on. We were planning all this stuff. We were building. We were working. And I'm not like a plan guy. I never have been a pre-production guy. Actually, when I went to film school, that was like why I couldn't be in that industry. I just wanted to get my hands on shit and start doing shit and just go. I don't have any patience for pre-production. And that's definitely, they say that's a bad thing. They say that pre-production is all that matters. You've got to plan everything out. But when you start planning everything out, at least for me, by the time that thing is ready, it's stale to you. You know, even when I'm releasing merch, by the time it's actually out, by the time I actually get that sample in my hand, I'm over it. I blew my load. And when we were planning this giant change for the show, it wasn't feeling natural. And I was going, well, what if you do all this stuff to change everything? And then you do it, and it's like, that's not really what I wanted. And that was a waste of $30,000. And then I thought back to, like, when we first started this show. And what it was like. And we just did it because we had something to say. And it didn't matter. There was no plan. We just came on every day and just started saying shit. And then cobbled it together as we went. And I actually thought that was a bad thing. Until I realized maybe that's how I work. Maybe that's how I'm best. Maybe I just have to press go and get at it and throw myself. You know, here's a story. We were in Los Angeles like 5 years ago. It was the first time. Remember when we started doing the Red Bar tour, where we started doing live shows in different cities? Which I will never do again. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not a everybody stare at me while I'm on stage type of man. It's a really gross feeling. And I think all the people who do it, they just try to pretend that feeling's not gross. But we went there and somebody called the venue that we were going to be at and said, this is a Hitler Youth radio show. You cannot have them. They will destroy your venue. They will tear it down. And the day before our live show, one of our first live shows, you know, tickets sold, everybody going to the location, everybody planning on being there. The day before, they call me and they cancel it on me, the venue. Oh, we got an anonymous email. We can't have this. We would need to hire security in order to do this. We just can't do it. It's a liability. I said, he's lying. I don't know if we called them trolls back then. You know, I said, he's just a liar. I swear it's going to be fine. But they said no. And I was fucked, right? It's like the day before. What am I going to do? I'm in LA right now. Everyone's got tickets to this show. And we got in the car. And we just started driving. And I was flooring it. And I was just stopping at every little bar and every place that I could see a gathering of people. Any place possible that could hold, you know, 65 people, where I could just plug in my stuff and do a little live show. And we went to 100 places, and then we got a flat tire while we were doing it. And they said, we got to get out and fix the flat tire. I said, we don't have time. And we rode on the flat tire, and everywhere we were going in LA traffic was somebody rolling down their window and pointing the tire, and I was screaming at them, I know! Who cares? Leave me be. By the way, you could drive on a flat tire. It's really not that big a deal. I don't know what everyone is so scared about. I guess it will probably wreck the car, but sometimes you have to be in the car. The car's got to move. But what I learned about myself, and I guess what I always knew about myself that day, is when I'm really under pressure, when I have to get something done, it's going to get done. It's going to get done good. So I think that's what was missing. I think that, oh, fuck. You know, I should back up. Nothing was missing. The show is fire. I'm fire. Can you hear me? But people go, oh, was Red Bar better than? Was Red Bar better than? And they look to the past. People do this all the time. They look, you see Eminem doing it now. Oh, should I be more like the old Eminem to make it better? People thought it was a... The best is yet to come. There's no past better. There's only future better. This shit's going to be hereditary. Yeah, somebody in the chat, Red Bar has always been hereditary. I'm saying goodbye to some losers for season 17. I'm not going to say who they are. But there's some losers out there, you know. Every season I like to do things a little bit different on the show, depending on what I'm into. And we've sat around. We've had a lot of conversations this year. Jules and I. And by the way, she has nothing to do with any of this. She rides with whatever I'm feeling and then backs me up on it, okay? So Monday, we're going to start playing around just like we did in the start. We're not looking to the past for the answers. But we're going to start from scratch once more. And I've always thought that people forget they can do that. People forget how ugly their kitchens are getting. People forget how shitty their clothes have gotten. 5 years, 6 years goes by. 5 years today, it's at least like 10 years was back then. 5 years is too long to go without a little makeover, without a little update, without checking yourself, going, is this the guy you wanted to be? Is this what you want to look like? Shit. You guys just a bunch of ends out there today? You guys buy? Shoutouts to my buy ends. You gotta keep yourself up to date, man. You gotta keep checking yourself. You gotta keep going. Is this the best I could do? Is this up to date? Is this fresh? Or else you're going to look stupid. That's why most adults look stupid. Have you seen them? Have you seen some of the adults? Have you gone out? Why do they look so bad? Why is that guy wearing that polo? He's so fat and he thinks he's the man, doesn't he? That silver-haired polo tucked-in guy who's treating the butcher like crap. What happened to him? He just decided once he was 30... He figured it all out, didn't he? He's just going to stay the same. So you have to hit that. Oh, that's lame. You have to not be afraid to start it all over and kick out the bad and keep the good. Karen is gonna love this shit. Woo! So this is what we're gonna do. Starting Monday, we're gonna start playing around with different times. We're gonna start playing around with different lengths. So you're gonna go, okay, this is just format stuff, right? Okay. Maybe that's all it is at first. But I think I know. I think, you know, we had this discussion yesterday. And this is cool. This is what I really thought was cool. And everybody should take note here. There's coffee. And there's weed. And I hope you do both. I would really encourage everybody to do both. Coffee and weed. And I think the way to do it, you got to do it how they say to do it. And that's coffee in the morning and weed in the night. And here's what was so interesting about the decision that I made yesterday. And this did, you know, sometimes you could think for a year, but it only takes one day to make the decision. So I thought about building a better red bar. Yeah, that's all I think about, by the way. That's all that pretty much runs through my head. And I was struggling with this idea behind age, okay? Behind, like, this idea that when you're in your 20s, and I started this show in my 20s, I started the show, I think I was, like, 21, almost hitting 22, and back then, it was a different deal, man. Back then, signing up for something like this had a lot of perks. It was cool. It's a totally different deal now. Back then, it was different. You were chasing something back then. You didn't know what it was, but, you know, I don't know, maybe just attention. Maybe that's what you want as a 20-year-old person. And things do change. Well, hopefully they change. Hopefully you're not my age, 35, and seeking the attention and doing these things for the wrong reasons. Not that I ever was. I was always. Now, I think back, there never was a time where I was doing this for the wrong reasons. Always because this is what I was driven to do. This is, I was just motivated to do it. And it was a thrill. Everything that came out of my mouth, it was a thrill. I couldn't believe I was able to talk and say all this stuff. And then people would hear it. But things changed. Now everybody could say stuff. And then eventually you get to a point where you go, what are the goals here? What are the goals here? And it's, that's a hard conversation to have with yourself. And I almost think every entertainment man, you know, which I really don't want to be. Every entertainment man has that this problem after 15 years of throwing out everything you've got, every story you have, every idea you have, and eventually what happens, and I believe this is what happens to musicians and everybody. I mean, think about everybody in radio. Has anybody in radio, like, gotten better, 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 and by the end of their career, they're at their best? Nah. It's usually those first 10 years where they're at their most trill. They're most lit. And then it goes downhill from there, and everyone starts hating them, right? And they don't get it, and then they just get defensive, and they start hating them, and then it becomes, you become a Kumia. Right? And that's the fake Los Angeles cool guy. Don't pay any attention to him in the chat. He's been trying to tease us all night, hasn't he? But he's a loser. No, he's cool. You know what? Everybody is actually cool in my book. So that's the conversation. That's the conversation that all artists have with themselves. And I think what happens is when you actually go down the rabbit hole and try to figure out what the solution is, you end up at a place, and this could apply to anybody's life. When you go down the rabbit hole, if you do it correctly, you end at a thought that's not helpful. It's actually quite the bummer of a thought. It's actually what happens is, I think in this game, no matter what you do, I don't care if it's you play basketball, if you draw, if you whatever, you've got 10 to 15 years before that runs out, right? Maybe that's what it is. And then it completely runs out. If you're stupid. So why you guys are so lucky is that you fucked with someone who's not as stupid as the other faggots. And I found something dope. I found out what we're gonna do. And it's heat, man. It's lit. And so starting Monday, I'm gonna start experimenting with it. Now, I'm not saying Monday is gonna work, and Tuesday might not work. But you're gonna wanna know what happens next, that's for sure. And when you tune into this show, you're going to get that feeling of surprise. And I think, and I'm not going to tell you what works. I'm not going to tell you what works because that will, you know, because it is a trick. Let me repeat this one more time. You're going to be seeing too much of me in a good way. I figured that out. I figured, you know what? You don't need to see less of me. I thought that was the answer. I thought that, no. The absence will make the heads grow fonder. All this cadence is borrowed from Nicki Minaj, by the way, when she does Queen Radio. I need that sound effect, right? What is this? Someone says. This is too high level for you, sir. Just kidding. You'll listen to it on the replay. You got to listen to it on the replay. Let's read some comments. This is fair. This is a ask me anything right now. This guy in the chat goes, did you make a baby? Are you going to Monday? Boy, that would be surprising. How basic would that be? Does that sound like a surprise if I said, I'm having a bit? You'd go, oh. You know, that's like the worst news that someone in my position could give you. It's like Casey Neistat. I'm having another baby. Oh, we don't care. We don't want that. We want you. There will be no fucking babies around this place. Until I'm Philip DeFranco's age. Then I'll have a baby that I never see. Is that what you want? You got 10 more years before I'm having a baby. I don't want that news. You're not getting that news. There's, by the way, everything that I'm like leading up to here is awesome. And it's going to rule. I'm just doing it. Like I said, I'm being dramatic, you know? Who else, what other show would you tune into and hear something like this? Do you think Akumia has the guts to do this? Sit down and rap with you? My chair is backwards right now, for God's sakes. No one else would do this. I think Mike is starting a new show on a new platform. You get an F for guessing that. I'm not going to give any promises anymore. You know, that's where you fuck yourself. You fuck yourself by telling people what's to come. And then maybe by the time you, and that's me, that's like a me thing. Again, back with the planning. I can't plan. By the time I get to the plan, I'm over the fucking plan. And that's what was happening with this whole redux here. So I thought this, and I came up with this concept yesterday, folks. I said, how do I get back to the most basic? How do I get back to the most basic level? And you really, it really is tough when you've done 15 years. It's really tough. And this isn't for me. This is for anybody. This isn't my fault. It's the universe's fault, by the way. None of this is on me. It is tough reworking something, especially something that's been around for 15 years. It usually starts just becoming a big mess. I mean, that's why sometimes you just have to sell your house and move. Sometimes that's the only way. Sometimes in order to get a grasp on, you know, what your house should look like, you just have to buy a new one because you're too used to looking at the same walls and the same furniture. And to you, you don't even know anymore if that's good or bad. So sometimes you just got to pick up and move and go to a brand new place. And that's what this season 17 is about, folks. No, 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 no. I'm not actually moving. That's a meta. Mike changed format once before and everything was fine. It's going to be okay. That's what he's saying to someone in the chat. You know, this is another thing. Oh, and by the way, I want to preface this with all this shit, all this stuff that I do. It's not in response to what anyone is saying or what anyone is thinking. I'm there, and I don't mean to make you, to put you down. I'm there before you are with those thoughts. But it's a lot easier said than done. You have coffee in the morning, it makes you feel one way and you get these ideas. And hopefully, I beg of you to have weed in the night and then cross-reference the coffee ideas with the weed ideas and then cross your fingers that those two brothers come to an understanding. Someone writes in, tuned in 5 minutes ago and thought you were throwing in the towel. Almost went into a Davidson downward spiral. When I wake up in the morning and have coffee, I have a certain set of ideas, and no, there's been no time where the coffee ideas and the weed ideas, they had a difference of opinion like no other yesterday. In the morning when I decided this idea, well, it was a different version of this idea, what you're hearing today. It's a slightly different version of today's idea. That came to me in a moment. But of course, it was a year of rough draft thinking. And then all of a sudden, I was on a few cups of coffee and it went. And then I go, oh my God, that's it. blah, 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 blah. And me and Jules spit shook on it. And then at night, we, well, I should say I got extremely blazed, man. Cooked on some grain. And grain. I actually had about 7 White Castles before going to bed. The carnivore diet is over, folks. That was a... I don't recommend the carnivore diet. Unless you want to turn into the Petersons, which is a ghastly family that they must live... I think, who said this? That they must live on an Indian burial ground or something. Those Jordan Peterson and his family? Even the pictures he posts. He posts pictures like... Say goodbye, son. Or whatever that baby is. Something really weird is going on in their family. So I was all cool. So, okay, yeah, the coffee I did. Midday coffee. I was 100% thrilled with my idea. And then I got blazed at night. And holy shit. My whole plan. I mean, it was almost the exact opposite. Never before has it been such a contrast between coffee thought and weed thought. And it was disastrous. It was 4 a.m. last night, and my whole plan for today was, it was the opposite. And I was going, what are you gonna, holy fuck. Everything the weed was telling me was different from what the coffee was telling me. And then I woke up this morning, and it was like the weed and the coffee guys had a conversation today, and they got their shit together, and they came up with the best idea possible. And again, in a snap, we figured it out. And I have never been more excited to start a journey than I've been today. We've been buzzing, bros. Going, this is going to rule. This is actually going to be fun. We actually found out how to do this, where it's going to be the best. Now, again, I really have no plan, but I have a mindset and I know what I like. Okay? Like, remember, these other guys who do these shows, they don't listen to other shows. You think, and I keep going back to him. I remember when Patrice Matrine, this is a guy, Patrick Melton. Remember him? I remember when this guy told me. I remember he asked me personally. He goes, you listen to podcasts? And I go, yeah, I listen to like a ton of stuff. And he goes, ugh, who would do that? And I was like, wow. You're not into the thing that you do? Yeah, I get it. Everybody else sucks. But shouldn't you still be into it so much that you're listening to it? And he said, no. And then I'm like, then I met this guy, A.C. Kwumia. One of the darker fellows I've ever met. And he ain't listening to any of this shit. Ah, shit. It looks like our stream took a dive right now. Hopefully it comes back up. But I listen to this shit, man. I listen to all of it, and I know exactly what I like. I know exactly what these shows should be. And I know what it takes to get me going. You know, and that's what this show's about. It's not about the content. It's not about what we're talking about. It's about how into the things I'm talking about, I am. And sorry, we're just waiting for the stream to come back. Back? Mike got really high and saw Melton when he looked in the mirror and prompted the show. No. But that would be a freak gay if I saw Melton in my mirror or anyone in my mirror. Nope, I don't see other people in mirrors. Are we good? Sweet. So, okay, we hit on something, like I said, and I'm not going to tell you what that is. We can't give away all the secrets here. But I found out what I need to do, and I'm going to put that into practice, and it's going to show in season 17. Season 17 is going to fucking rule, and you might not even notice why it rules. Because it's not going to... It might not even feel that much different. Mike has saw the fear in becoming a mountain, so he's taking the fork of the road. No, that is completely way too basic, but I appreciate... Yes, of course. No. If you're new to this show, this isn't even that wild. I mean, I've never done a show like this where I just say what I was thinking. You know, the whole thing. I've never used this font. That's a final draft script font. I've never used that one, but I've always been this way. And every time we change the show, there are people that go crazy, right? And that, you know, without to... So here's something that's funny. Every year I've done this show, I've had just as many people tell me, Mike, these are the best shows you've ever done. And also every year I've done this show, I've had old heads say, no, this year was better. Last year was better. The year before was better. But I was there for that year when everyone was saying it sucked. You know, and that's just a normal thing. That is very normal. I mean, I do that to everything, right? But there are some people outside of that. There are some people where any sort of change, any sort of break in their everyday activity, it drives them nuts. And I don't think they even realize that this really happens to them. You know, I think it's some sort of deep psychological issue that most people have, when especially something like this, especially something that you grow this connection to day in and day out, you're listening to the same thing and then it changes or it gets away from you, or the stream went down again. I'm starting an illegal cult. And that's what I wanted to know if you guys were interested in joining with me. Okay, our stream is down. Hopefully it comes back up. You're missing the best part. They're all live. They're going mad. We're going to work on that too. I think there's been some... some messing around today. We'll wait till people get caught up. I still see red here. Are we back? No. Oh dear. Let's see what happens. Pop back up again. It's going to go down again. I was planning on wrapping this up anyway. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of people upset with me today. Maybe they, for the sole reason of they came out, they thought they were going to get a 6-hour red bar tonight. So I apologize to those people, but I don't care because in 3 days, whatever, how many days? Oh, you're going to love me. You're going to be so happy. Are we back up? How are the heads? So you heard what I just said. Good. He is risen. So we're going to be trying. Not trying. What did Kanye say? I don't try. I'm making it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do some different shit. But it's going to be a lot of different shit. And you are going to love it. Yeah, they said we could hear it. In 3 days, we are going to love you. Well, you might not love me then. You're going to eventually love me. And I'm more excited than I've been for a season. In fact, I was debating on whether even calling this a season. I didn't want to do this to you. I almost changed the name of the show. But I thought that, you know, I thought baby steps, man. But too many people have made us. I'm you. Not a consumer. What do they call people who watch this shit? I'm one of those. And I know what I like. It's not going to be obvious, though. Okay? So don't be coming back Monday and going, this is the new show? Nice. Don't notice any. Because there's going to be that guy. You're going to see that guy around. So you might not notice it at first. But I notice. Watch out on social media for a live show announcement coming really soon. And then we're going to start playing around a bit. Okay? We're going to start hanging out. We're going to start playing around. And remember when I said, hey, the thing that I hate the most is don't produce the show for us. We'll take care of that. Don't tell me what to talk about. Remember I always yelled at people for that? I would always hate that. I would be in the middle of a thought and somebody would give me something. I was wrong about that. I was completely wrong about that. In fact, we have something that really nobody else has here. And I'm going to show you how we're going to use it starting Monday. Kinda on Monday. If it was up to me, I would make things move a little bit faster, but I am going to move fast. I'm going to go as fast as I can, you know, and I'm going to go, what's next? I'm hoping that this will be all white. Literally all white. The whole room will be white. That's where I want to start. That's what makes it easier for me. Maybe that's not the best way to do it, but I can't keep looking at this red and this blue, and you don't even understand. Across from me are these maroon curtains and these gray walls, and I've been looking at them for years. They have to go. They must go. So I'm just going to start tearing things down. There's no time to waste. And then I know that excitement that you need is That excitement that you need, the excitement that I need, that both of us need, it comes from now. Okay. It comes from... No, that's a lot to explain. Take another drink. Look at this asshole. White is seriously played out. You gonna try to look like an Apple store? I don't know about you, but when you start drawing, what color do you use when you start? Do you take out a black piece of paper and start drawing on it in a gold marker? You know, that's what I mean. Some of these guys, you're not going to be able to keep up with us here. Maybe some of you won't be around. I hope you do. I hope. I mean, but come on, man. You think I'm going to make a white room and it's going to be a white room radio and it's just me in a white room? Why would I do that? We're starting from white. Everything starts from white. You hear that, Lucian? What if it's all white, but I add just a police siren or something? Wouldn't that be cool? No, don't worry about what it's going to look like. We're going to build it together. This is the idea. We start it with white. And then we go, what needs to go here? What needs to go there? We're not going to plan it. We're going to build it as we go. So the podcast will be a dry erase board and we'll all spitball until the new thing takes form. No, actually, I don't know. But I don't think we're going to be doing much spitballing. But I will need your help. No, it's not going to be anything gay, man. Okay? Remember. We all hate the same things here. But you know what? We're going to give everyone a second chance. And that means everybody. The people who hate me, you even get a second chance. Brainstorming is way better than spitballing, someone says. Nah. Did you hear the thing I said about the cult? So, Monday is the plan. Okay. Monday, we're going to show up and we're going to fuck around with each other. Okay. And that's going to be season 17. You know who's going to love season 17? Did I mention this? Karen from Philly is going to be... Oh, my God. This alone probably gave her the guts to move to her next step, whatever that may be. So, everybody is welcome back, okay? You're all welcome back for season 17. Season 17 is going to be a whirlwind. That being said, there is no plan. But there's a mindset. And you're going to love that set. Okay, good-natured fan. Yes, even you. What else did I need to touch on today? That could be it. I can't believe Mac Miller died right before the show. I can't wait to read all that. And you know what they're going to do? They're not going to say... They're just going to say overdose. And again, I need specifics. What number pill can you get to before you die? That's what people need to know. Oh, the Scars Club is going to be lit too. Did I tell them about that? I didn't. Woo, that Scars Club. It's like every day you're going to be getting presents, surprises, things to open. Oh, so he died on Soma plus Xanax plus hydromorphone. Okay. Scars Club might get a new name. We don't know. The possibilities are, what do they say? The possibilities are endless here. How does Justin Daw fit into season 17, people might ask? Shout outs to Justin Daw. That's a guy, that's kind of what everybody should be. A great Justin Daw. What a great guy he's been. Following me on this journey. So Monday we're going to come. Things might not be too different. You got to start slower. People will flip. You know, that's what I realized. If you, you know, the slightest little change, it sends people on a spiral. It really does. It makes them think their life is out of order. And I get it. You know, that's why these shows don't do it, by the way. That's why all these other shows, you know, they're slaves to you. They do exactly what you want because they're terrified of losing you. So eventually what they do is they feed you exactly what you want to hear. And then in turn, you kind of get bored with that because it's not what you originally came there for, you know, but they're terrified. It's the reason, you know, Target doesn't just change its whole shit into like a more of a nightclub atmosphere, you know. Don't be afraid of the change. It's not going to hurt you and you're going to love it. Trust me. It's for you. It's mostly for you. And then half for me. We're going to have a 50-50 relationship. Kumia tried it with the AA show. What a mess. Do I look like motherfucker Kumia? Kumia didn't try shit. That's the problem. Kumia don't even know. He's not creative. You think Kumia is creative? Just a man who hollers. And there was a period in time where that you liked that sort of hollering. Yeah, maybe I will have more dress-up clothes and no, not kilts. I thought he said knits. I might have more knits. I might stop wearing a hat. Here's Travis Blake. See, these are the kind of guys you want. I ran into a head in public last weekend. That and now this? Love it. So yeah, you're all going to love this. Okay, that's it. We're going to see you Monday and we're going to start playing around with new things. And the format. Yeah, that's what we're going to deal with first, the format. Because I love doing 6-hour Friday shows. So we're going to do some of those. But then, well, you'll just see. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen. You're just going to see, okay? Starting Monday. Are you excited? Was that a big surprise for you guys? Season 17 starts now. Shout outs.
You know, all day they couldn't say the shit they wanted to say. They had the fake orgasms and shit. We can tell niggas today, hey, I wanna come, motherfucker.
New is all that matters.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. Cause your boyfriend is a dork. McLovin'. I just pulled up in the ghost. Fucked that bitch up out in London. Then I fucked her. closet on her sister, I don't know nothing. And my niggas getting ignorant like a lighter, bitch, we ignorant. All this water on my neck look like I fell when I went fishing. So much diamonds on my bust now, ooh, fuck, what's the time?
Oh, yeah.
Me and smoke, perp, sipping, train. Ooh, fuck, she take lines. You're such a fucking hoe, I love it. You're such a fucking hoe, I love it.
You're such a fucking hoe. When the first time they ask you, you want sparkling or still? Are you trying to act like you was drinking sparkling water before you came out here? You're such a fucking, I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. I like my dick suck, I buy you a sick truck. I buy you some new tits, I get you the nip tuck. How you start a family, the condom slipped up. I'm a sick fuck, I'm inappropriate. I like hearing stories, I like that hoe shit. I wanna hear more shit, I like the whole shit. Send me some more shit, you trifling hoe bitch.
Bitch. You're such a fucking hoe, I love it. You're such a fucking hoe, I love it.
You know, all day they couldn't say the shit they wanted to say. They had the fake orgasms and shit. We can tell niggas today, hey, I wanna come, motherfucker.